about the wrecking machine. Change up the dial on the jukebox. Dance me up on the jukebox.
Jukebox.
Juke Jones. Got a jukebox.
We had Spike Jones.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, memorializing some unique American characters in song. Four individuals, two who have passed on, one who has retired, and one who is purely a work of fiction, and all of whom have left an indelible mark on this moment in time. I'm Paul Cavalcante, this is The Vinyl Experience, and this is the late, great B.B. King.
Sing them blues. I said, everybody wanna know
got a sweet little angel. Thank you. Ford. Said I want a Cadillac. Bought you a $10 dinner. You said thanks for the snack. Let you live in my penthouse. Lord, you called it a shack. Gave you seven children.
Before they were the Allman Brothers Band officially, Greg and Duane Allman entered an Atlanta recording studio in April of 1968 to lay down that B.B. King medley as Hourglass. Before that, B.B. himself told you why he sings the blues. Remembering B.B. King, In Memoriam, some great American characters. The second, another music maker whom we lost last week, record executive Bruce Lundvall, was a jazz maven of the highest order. As a young man discovering the clubs on 52nd Street in New York, he took his passion to the record business to Columbia Records and stayed there for a generation, seeing the transition from straight ahead to fusion. Speaking of which, signing Herbie Hancock, who had his 1971 hit Chameleon under Bruce's watch.
It's not the pale moon that excites me. That thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness. And I feel you so close to me. All my wildest dreams came true. If you will only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, and to feel
Nora Jones and Herbie Hancock, just a couple of bright stars in the stable of Bruce Lundvall, the Good Shepherd of Jazz for Columbia Records, and later a revitalized Blue Note. Back to the Columbia Fusion heyday of the 70s, if there's any one recording that captures Lundvall's spirit and how jazz transitioned from classic to contemporary, it's Birdland by Weather Report. The Foo Fighters, Everlong, on The Vinyl Experience. It was the last performance on David Letterman's very last show, which happened this week and which brings another great American chapter to a close. Dave's relationship with the band goes way back to their beginnings. And another of his frequent guests through the years, Bob Dylan, made a rare appearance and a rare performance of a song he didn't write, but it's one of those collected on his latest volume of popular standards associated with Frank Sinatra. Bob's tender and vulnerable performance of The Night We Called It a Day served the same purpose that Bette Midler's performance of Here's That Rainy Day did on Johnny Carson's very last show.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day, I heard the song of the spheres like a monolament in my ears. I had the heart left to pray. The night we called it a day. Soft through the dark, the hoot of an owl in the sky said, though his song no bluer than he was at, the moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say. The night we call it a day.
Finally, on this Memorial Day edition of The Vinyl Experience, In Memoriam, a fictitious character, but one who captured the American imagination by embodying the mid-20th century entrepreneurial spirit. Don Draper, in a sense, was America in the same way that Don Vito Corleone was America in The Godfather, alternately criminalistic and moralistic, conflicted, ambitious. Matthew Weiner chose to end Mad Men on a slightly ambiguous note, maybe not as mysterious as the way The Sopranos ended, but it's up to you to decide whether or not Don Draper was truly redeemed or reinvented in the last moments. Here are some songs about passages and transitions of that generation, including a few that name some very specific times and places.
Thank you. and he hoped to find all the love he had lost in that earlier time. Well, his sister grew up and she married a man. She gave her a son, oh yes, a lovely son. They dressed him up warmly, they sent him to school. It taught him how to fight to be nobody's fool. Oh, oh, what a lonely boy. Oh, what a lonely boy.
found things to do in stormy weather. Long may you run. Long may you run. Long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart shining in the sun. Long may you run. Well, it was back in Blind River in 1962 when I last saw you alive. But we missed that ship on the long decline.
Long may you run. Long may you run. Long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart shining in the sun. Long may you run.
With those waves singing Caroline,
oh Caroline, no,
rolling down that empty ocean road, get into the surf on time.
Long may you run, long may you run, although these changes have come. March.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
That's The Vinyl Experience, celebrating one more brilliant use of records by Matthew Weiner to nail down Mad Men. The New Seekers, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. Spinning records were the momentum that drove so much of that era. More Vinyl Experience shows to discover via Tuned In Radio and iTunes. Visit the archives at prn.fm and rtds.ca. Visit the Vinyl Experience Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcanti.